This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Monroe Martin. We take an email from a guy who just got dumped when his girlfriend went abroad, and then we give some internship and work pearls of advice. You're going to love this. Check it out. Share it with friends. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand-up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this podcast the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends, your fraternity brothers, your sorority sisters. Keep telling about the J-Train Podcast. It really helps us out when you tell a friend, because right now, one of your friends is on GChat and they're miserable. They got nothing to do with their internship. They're wondering why they're there. They're wondering why they exist. Go and feather their nuts with a little bit of a push towards listening to the J-Train Podcast. Let them know. Let them know. Also, we're going to, and listen, feather my nuts as well. I'm on Snapchat. I love when you guys send me, you guys listen to the podcast. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56 on Snap. It really boils my biscuits every time I get a video of wherever you're from and the podcast is in the background. It's cool to see a little window into your life. And I gotta say, all the colors of the crayon box. Everybody, the array of people listening to this is just unbelievable. It's just every guys, girls, white, black, Asian, all over the place. You know, some Middle Eastern, but we don't want too many of them. No, I'm just, just fucking around. But I listen, I kid with love. So thank you for listening. Keep spreading the word. I'm super pumped about today's guest. I want to bring him on. This is his second time on, but we haven't had him on in a little bit. Monroe Martin, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank you. That was a beautiful intro.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I try to, you know, bring that, sell the sizzle, baby.
You brought the energy.
Listen, man, Monroe is a fantastic comic. You've seen him. He's going to be on the Jim Gaffigan show coming up in a couple weeks. He's going to be on Comedy KO on True TV. You can find him on Twitter at Monroe Martin the third. That's at Monroe Martin III. So go find him, support him. He's coming to Edmonton in the end of June. You can go to his website, MonroeMartinComedy.com. He's a great comic, and you should all get involved. You've seen him on Last Comic Standing. You've been on all this shit.
Yeah, Last Comic Standing, Adam Devine.
There you go.
Fucking Tonight Show.
And now you're in the Tonight Show. Fuck, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That was a huge deal.
I had fun.
That was great.
Questlove thought we were related. I think it's just because I have a big bottom half.
Just like you and him? Yeah. He's like, are you a pair? I'm a pair. We should get together.
You look like a Chinese pair, though.
A little bit longer. Listen, Monroe, I'm pumped to have you. You ready to get in the emails?
Let's get in these emails.
Let's go. If you want to send in your email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Monroe Martin. Let's get into it. Let's talk about love. Study abroad breakup. You ever been dumped, Monroe?
No, I always leave before.
You always leave? You always see the house is on fire and you're like, I'm running out?
I have great intuition, which leads me to just go, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Peace.
I pull the cord first.
I am a ripcord puller myself. Yeah. I more often than not, I'm always the one where they're like, the worst part is that, listen, it's kind of like being, when you end a relationship, you're kind of like a prognosticator. You know what I mean? You're like, listen, I got the Cowboys minus four, and this dick ain't sucking itself. Like, I gotta get out of here. And no, but I'm saying, like, you're ahead of the game. You're like, I know this. I can see where we're going.
Yeah.
And it's towards a brick wall, so I'm gonna try and avoid and jump out of this.
Sometimes I pulled the cord a little prematurely.
I do that too.
Yeah. When I go, oh shit, we're fighting. Time to get the fuck out of here.
And the problem when you do it prematurely, you sound insane.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you talking about? This is going great. And you're like, no, but I know that you said you like sleeping on the left side of the bed, and I'm a left side guy too.
Dude, I'm going through that now. As the chick I was talking to, she's fucking dope.
Yeah.
And I just stopped talking to her out of the blue because I was just like, this is probably just going in badly.
Probably. That's what you're saying. And then not bad now.
Yeah. And then I started talking to her again. She was like, I'm confused. What the fuck did you stop talking to me for?
And then
you explain yourself, you're like, she's like, are you slow?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's happened to me.
No, I'm just ahead of you and everyone else.
Listen, you're gluten-free, and every time we order, I get really fucking annoyed, but I won't say anything. I'm always going to order what you want, and I can't even get the fucking, the mac and cheese as an appetizer.
I can't do what I want. Side.
Yeah, it's annoying. This guy writes, so, sup, Jew Train 56 on all platforms. I'm not here to tickle your nuts. I'm here for answers.
Wait, what is tickle your nuts? Because that is very funny.
I say it at the beginning. Like, listen, I want you, when they tell me that they're a listener, it makes me feel good. So I'm saying,
tickle your balls, tickle the tape.
It's like they have this giant feather.
Yeah,
like a foot long feather, okay. And they're just waving it, and it like just the tip. And just hits my nuts.
Is it hitting
so
a little line? On
yeah,
the nut
on the line, right on the seam.
Bag.
Yeah, right on the seam.
I gotta feel good.
I was dating this girl for a long time, and she recently left for a summer study abroad trip. Upon arriving at her destination, she almost immediately broke things off with me. I'm sorry to laugh, but that's an amazing thing to get off the plane and just be like, Rome, I'm done with that fucking loser.
Where'd she go? Where did she go?
While she's off having, I'm assuming, the summer of her life, I'm stuck in it. He doesn't say. I'm stuck in a dead college town working a shitty summer internship in the city. So my question is, how can I put myself back out there in this situation? I'm old enough to hit the city bars for happy hour, but I can't just go to a party at my frat house and pick up some freshman chicks. P.S. My old roommate wrote to you about a year ago asking if he's a pussy. You told him that he is not a pussy, and I just wanted to let you know and him know that he was a pussy then and is still a pussy now. thanks for the advice, and go fuck yourself. Okay, well, that's a weird...
He has problems with emotions.
Yeah, complimentary. Right now. Yeah, now we know why she left him.
Yeah, this motherfucker. Jesus.
Maybe
Christ.
You didn't say goodbye, caring enough. What do you think? How does he get back out there with her being abroad?
First of all, good for her. She needs to live her life wherever she is. Fucking get that strange. Do that. Get that in. And him fucking go on vacation or something. Yeah. Don't go back to your shitty college town and fuck everybody you know.
Don't nest.
Yeah.
Explore. We want you to fly. I'll say this. She actually is doing the opposite of what we're talking about. We were talking about the premature ripcord pull on the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This relationship probably should have ended before she left.
Yeah.
And what she did, she waited for a reason.
She seen the dude at the airport. She was like, oh, this relationship over.
Yeah,
hello?
She was like, Frederico, what's that? Oh, I'm wet? I haven't been that in years. You know, I think what she's doing is the problem with... What we've done by ending it early, we've actually done that girl a favor, I think, just because we've given her the opportunity to, the sooner you do it, the sooner she's back on her feet on some other dude.
Yeah.
The later, what she did is what you want, because most people in relationships, most people, and we all want to think that we're special or whatever, 99% of us are pretty much the same. We're within a 20%, range of one another. And what we want to do is have a relationship end because that bitch be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's because you're pretty cool, I'm pretty cool, it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So it's a lot harder to break up. You know, the breakups on TV or movies are like, you fucking bitch! And then you like cut them off.
You
got to
make
over.
Somebody crazy before you break up with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. This is why we do that, because we want a reason to end it. When really, 99% of the times, there's no reason other than I can't get hard anymore when I'm in bed with you. You know, so I
know
think,
all your moves.
So what she, yeah, I know all your moves. You won't get a different haircut, so I'm still with you. But what she's doing is she's saying, okay, I have this little abroad thing. I now have the reason that won't make me sound crazy because he's a nice guy.
But also, she's avoiding anything else after that. She
totally,
doesn't gotta be like, oh, I cheated and blah blah blah. She get to do whatever the fuck she
just
wants.
Went, so my advice, you know,
I like her in the situation.
What she did, she did a very dudely move,
and which is good.
She was like, okay, I'm gonna get the Atlantic Ocean between us, and then I'll end it with you.
Yeah,
so I don't have to deal with any repercussions or feel bad at all. But for him here, there's a process to this. He's got to unfollow on social media. Because her social media is about to be popping.
Yeah, oh my God.
It's about to be fucking great. Summertime in Europe, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There is nothing that'll get you harder
than a
summertime Instagram post in Europe.
It's going to be a lot of fancy foams in the coffee cup.
Oh, yeah,
it's
going to be fancy foams, the cool. He's going to see a lot of greasy-haired dudes in nice nice button-downs that are undone a little bit too much.
Yeah.
She's
no undershirt.
No undershirt. The guy's wearing purple pants and it's totally fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen, this girl is going to be about to have the social media summer of her fucking life. So you need to remove from that because your summer in Podunk ain't going to do shit. You're not going to have one picture cracking into a natty light while she's in the rosé. It's not. There's no comparison. So you can't compete with her, Summer. All you can do is release.
Release and create your own experiences.
Exactly. This is
go back to the frat house because you're going to where you're comfortable at. You're not getting any.
Well, he says he doesn't have the fraternity house because it's closed in the summer. But what I'm saying, exactly what you're saying is get the buddies together.
Yeah.
Make an event. Let's get creative. Let's create. Let's get all. Let's all of us have a day on Saturday where all we do is we all get on a Tinder and the first girl we swipe, we all invite them to a party that we're creating right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a Tinder swarm, we'll call it. You know, how they have those dances that erupt in the middle of the streets. What are those called?
Flash mob.
Flash mob. Let's have
flash parties.
Let's have a flash blowjob. Okay, you get it. I'm making this up on the spot. So all you and your buddies get together on a nice Saturday. You get around like a public pool or some sort of like water source. You guys go 1, 2, 3 swipe, and then all of you just start swiping right.
Yeah.
And then the first girls you guys get in contact with, hey, me and my buddies, we have a case of natties out on this river. All of you and your friends should come and see where this net chums out some fish.
Yeah,
I think
I may actually do that this summer.
Get
that
creative.
Sounds fun.
The thing is, and it's
did
back
to... Did
you
just create that up?
Just
did
out of my head. But to Monroe's point...
I like that.
Don't nest. You gotta fly.
Yeah, get the fuck out of there.
Get out of your
head.
Apartment.
Get some new experiences. Because she's going to have a time of her life and you're just going to be home getting fat, jerking off.
Yeah,
don't do it.
And don't compare
your
summer to her.
Yeah.
This is the no jerk summer.
No jerk summer.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Monroe Martin. @MonroeMartin. III. That's @MonroeMartin3. On Twitter, he's going to be in Edmonton. MonroeMartinComedy.com. Go check him out. Fantastic comic. Sister problem. Dealing with a couple of sisters.
Sister.
Hey, J Train. New listener to the podcast, but I spent this past weekend binge listening on the archives. I even muted the NBA finals to listen. Whoa!
Well, that's probably because she's a Cavs fan, so. Really.
Oh, man. Well, I think this is a dude.
Oh.
Backstory. I graduated from a D2 school that is basically another high school. School population below 6,000, only total of 4 Greek chapters. Last fall rush, I had a one-night stand with a blonde country girl who's a 6'8"-8". Okay, so we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Oh, I thought you were 6'8". I looked at you Jesus Christ.
6'8"-8".
That's a man.
Face, body, personality. So she's a 6 face, 8 mm-hmm. body, 8 personality. It's the area code method.
Okay.
And he writes in parentheses, but it's D2, so it may be way off. We stayed in touch all year, really flirty, kept it real. When I met her, I also met her older sister with brunette hair, also a 6'8"-8". Who I just started talking to for about a month and a half now. Next weekend, I'll be in their area, and I would love to hang out with both of them and vice versa.
Wait, so these girls are actually sisters, not like sorority sisters?
No, I think they're actual sisters.
Okay, that's what I'm getting.
And they both want to hang out with him? Because he said vice versa.
And I would love to hang out with both of them and vice versa. He's saying that they want to hang out with him too.
Then what the fuck is the problem?
My question
is, bragging?
Should I try to hook up with the blonde younger sister again or try to hook up with the brunette older sister?
I feel
like either choice will ruin the friendship with the other. Thanks for the advice. Keep doing what you do.
You hook up with whomever wants to.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
I think the brunette older sister is a distraction from the best time he could have. And I don't think it's going to ruin anything. Yeah. This is what we get in our heads. It's like, oh, we think we're so great and mm-hmm. wonderful that we're going to ruin someone. No, we all pretty mediocre.
And she probably don't care. They probably fucking around with you.
Yeah, or, they don't give a shit. They just want to get off.
766.
Yeah. They don't. I think if you're texting with both, I think you can take this this route of being naive to the whole situation.
Yeah.
Like, that's my
They move. Know. They both
they
know.
They know what's going on. They know that they've both been texting you. They may have told each other.
Yeah, maybe, I'm going to say this. I have sisters, and I watch how they read what they do with their friends and stuff. Yeah. They know.
They know. Talk.
Yeah.
And I think they both know that you're sweating both of them.
Yeah.
So the power move is to only sweat one.
Yeah.
Because the more you do both of them, the more you become a joke. Oh, he thinks he's fucking both of us. No, yeah. It's not going to happen.
Or don't even sweat any of them. Be indifferent. You already got the one you want.
You already had it. Yeah.
So kind of just fall back, see what happens, let the cards play out.
What you do is you go out and you let them know that where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Hey, tonight I'm doing this with my friends. I'm going to be at this bar from these hours. So I'm going to be there late night. I'm going to be at this bar.
And don't check up. Don't.
No, don't check up. Just you guys should come. And
yeah.
Put it on them. Let them come to you.
Yeah.
Set out where the beacon and let them go towards the light. So, hey, we're going to be partying at this. I'm going to be partying with my friends. We're going to be at this late night. You guys should come. And then when they show up, listen. I personally think the brunette that he hasn't hooked up with is the distraction of ego. Okay. You know, where he's like, oh, I got to hook up with all these chicks. Yeah. When the more fun night is the night that he can have that's following up the last hookup.
Yeah.
The more fun night's the girl he's already been with. There's some comfort there. They can get drunk together. They can go back together. Yeah. They can do more. He can get a little weird. Oh, that's not your vagina. That's your butthole. Oops. You know, like you can pull that a little bit. You can slip a thing.
We only support consent on the
consent,
podcast.
But you know what I'm saying? Like when you're in this, like, oh, like, you know, go a little too, you look a little too low. You know, you can fucking, you know, make some moves. You know,
have
get a little messy.
Fun. Yeah,
have some fun. I think the other one, you're starting at level one. The other, and this one, you already have it saved at level five.
Yeah.
You know, and especially for a visit, that's a more fun visit. Yeah. And all, because really, worst case, let's think of worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, brunette knows you were with blonde, has no interest in you, is just being nice because she's with, because you're getting with her sister.
Yeah.
And you try to go for brunette and she's like, what the fuck? I was just being nice because you're with my girl. And then both of them are fucked.
Yeah.
So let's take the path of least resistance to coming.
Yep. And you do that, and if, like, unless you're a professional, the only way a threesome is going to happen is if you slip into it.
Yeah.
Unless you're just...
It has to happen to you.
It has
to happen
to you. You
can't plan a threesome. Yeah. You can't just, like, be like, well, I got to work this. What else?
I'm going to do this and this. No.
Get them looking at each other for too long. No, it's not going to work out.
You when they want to.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Monroe Martin @MonroeMartin III on Twitter, MonroeMartinComedy.com. Yeah. Let's get into this one. Internship advice. We're in the heat. We're right in the taint.
The taint.
Of summer internship season. We're right in the heaty, sweaty taint of that internship season. A lot of questions. Papa JT. I send an email from my first work shitter following your advice from the podcast. We gave some summer internship pooping advice, which a lot of people wrote back about. A lot of people had good experience with that. You're welcome.
What was the advice?
Well, just more like, you know, choose your timing, save your dumps, you know.
Plan out what you're going to do when you sit down
nice and steamy. Don't make too much noise. Have reading ready. Needless to say, solid advice that I recommend to others to do the same. I've been listening to the podcast on and off since its creation, but have now started listening daily throughout my internship. I wanted to say that, yes, this is a perfect official summer internship podcast. Keep up the good work. My question is basic but potentially useful to those of us that are semi-past the shitty internship stage. Being a senior in college, the chance of my internship at a large company where I'm actually starting to do useful work turning into a full-time gig is exponentially higher than before. I know the standard response is probably keep doing what you're doing, but I was curious if you could give myself and any others that are starting to transition to the workplace any tips to help us land that job or just keep our sanity throughout the fast-paced time in our young work careers. Once again, keep it up. Love the podcast. Shout out to Mansamp as well.
Hey, buddy. Good luck with your internship there.
Any job advice, internship advice, Monroe, that you can think of?
No, I've always tried to get it over with as fast as possible. I hated having a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible having a job. Yeah. It's horrible to be in an office. And listen, some people, and I remember I worked at, you know, in finance and selling life insurance and shit. And I just remember like when people, like there were people there that loved it. And I was jealous that you didn't they feel loved that it. Way. That I didn't feel that way. Like I wanted to love it, you know, and it just wasn't for me. So I'm, you know, listen, you got to do what you got to do. You got to make money. You got to get the job. Here's my advice, just from watching my brother, you know, a lot of the times, the things that he's going through, I've given him some perspective, because I don't really know the answers, but I will say this, don't complain.
Yeah.
That is such a easy, like, and if you're going to complain, you better fucking make sure you have the right to complain.
Yeah.
Do not ticky-tack, because you only get one shot to complain. The second time, you are now a complainer.
Yeah.
So you have one shot to complain. So if you have a problem, my advice, and you're getting upset about something, take a week, not even just a day. Sit with it. Talk to other people outside the company with your problems. Don't take every ticky-tacky bullshit problem you have to someone at the company, because, listen, you think you have fucking allies? No.
Nah,
they don't give a shit about you.
Paid and go to fuck home.
Everyone gives a fuck about the number one themselves. Yeah. So if they're listening to your problem and it doesn't help them, you're now a complainer to them and they're talking about you to the next guy.
Yep.
So any complaint, sit a week on it and trust your friends and family more than anyone at the workplace. And let them, and trust their perspective to say whether you should go to someone or not. I'm not saying that you can't have an issue. There can be issues.
Yeah.
But I'm saying 99% of the time, it's you being a little bitch.
Yeah, and you're just so, like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's you being depressed that you have to wake up every morning. But guess what? That's fucking life.
That's
what
you gotta do. You didn't invent shit.
My other piece of advice is this is something that I would do if I were anyone that's out there at an internship. I would go around, I would make a point to go to one person a day and introduce myself. It is such a classy, awesome thing that adults don't expect from young, loser, college kid that just wants to get fucked up all summer.
Yeah.
They don't expect it. They're surprised. If you go up, you give a nice handshake, look them in the eye. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I go to this college. Just wanted to introduce myself. I'm new here. That is such a powerful thing to an adult, to someone that is sitting there. And they probably got shithead kids at home that don't look them in the eye.
Yeah.
So now they're comparing you to their kid that sucks. And they're like, oh my God, look at this kid's a gentleman. This kid gets it. This is, you know, so
why can't my kid be like you?
Exactly. Yeah. And these are simple things that are very difficult to get over the hump of, because you're like, right now you're like, I don't want to fucking get out of my day. I don't want to, it's going to be awkward. Yeah. As, you know, it's only awkward if you make it awkward. So own the position. Go up to someone's office. Hey, I don't think we've met before. I'm new here. I'm an intern. I'm Jared Freed. Just want to introduce myself and say hello. And now you're building up contacts and you're building up people that are saying, oh, I know that kid. And now you're getting nods in the hallway. The last piece of internship advice I will give is that if there's someone high level at your office that you have introduced, once you've introduced yourself, once you've said hello, maybe you start nodding in the hallway, take the chance to reach out to someone who is way above your head.
Yeah.
Take that chance, because this is your opportunity. You're going away at some point. Maybe you're going to get the job there, but you're young. You have nothing to fucking lose.
Yeah.
You're not getting the job there. So email someone that's out of your pay grade and just say, and the email isn't to tell them what you want to do. You don't want to say shit about yourself.
Yeah.
Here's the email. I'm going to write it for you. hi, you know, Mr. Whatever. Hi, John. My name is Jared Freed. We met in the hallway before, but I just wanted to reach out, and I'd love to get coffee with you and gain any advice and perspective that I can.
Yeah.
Advice and perspective. That's all you want from them. People love talking about themselves. People love not owing you anything. So out of that, I'm not saying you're going to get a job out of that. I'm not saying you're going to, like, they're going to, like, stand up and be like, you're hired. That doesn't exist. But what they are going to, what's that?
It's you practicing how to maneuver through the corporate world.
Corporate world. And it's also you reaching out and saying, tell me what I can do better.
Yeah.
And if you come with that, people put their shields down. People put their shields up when they feel like that you're like just trying to work them. Yeah. This is you trying to work them, but not really. If your honest, goal is to get advice from them,
that will
show through, and you will be 100 times better off. And if you do that once a week, once a month, whatever amount of times, if you math it out instead of emotion it out, and if you're like, oh, I did it once, I'm good. Math it out. I'm gonna do it every other week. I'm gonna reach out to someone that's out of my pay grade and ask them for advice. You're going to be that much better off. I give this advice.
I wish I would have known that.
I wish I would have known it too. And also, I'm giving this advice honestly. Like, I have nothing to gain from telling this. You want to, and also, if you do this, you have nothing to lose. Is really what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying this to make myself. I've done this with comedy people.
Yeah,
I reached out. You know, DC Benny, who's been on this show. I reached out to him. Hey, I want advice on how to be a better comedian, and he took, you know, was like, come to my apartment, let's hang out, and was so nice about it, was great about it, and he was willing to do that. And
because you're not asking him, you're not asking for a shortcut. You're telling him, I want to be better at what we both do.
And we see that all the time in comedy.
I hate people that ask for shortcuts. When somebody asks me a question and I know they're listening for not advice, but answer to, like, oh, well, who the fuck do I speak to? I go,
yes.
Well, but I always tell people, I go, this is an algorithm that you have to figure out. I can't tell you where to hang, because I had to discover that myself, but you have to hang out, you have to work on being funny, and you have to be approachable.
And that's the, comedy, my brother gets mad at me because I always relate it to comedy, but that's what we know.
Yeah.
But there, you and I both know.
Mm-hmm.
When someone asks you for a very specific answer, you know that they don't want to fucking work.
Yeah, and I just go, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't know. How do you get booked on that show? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Go be funny.
Sometimes I just big man them. I go, oh, well, they asked me to do it, so I don't know. I didn't reach out to anybody. I don't reach out to people anymore.
When people ask a bullshit question, because I used to email people. You know, I expect if you want something, you're going to go ask for it, but also I expect you to want to ask how to do the work. And in any industry, that translates. And I just remember, like, someone would always, whenever someone tries to do a bullshit question to me, I always just lie.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, fuck this person. Someone's like, where do you get on stage? They'll be like, who, like, I was at an open mic and someone was just kept asking, who do you open for? And I would just be like, Amy Schumer every week.
Yeah, it's like, does it like matter?
What a stupid question.
Why?
It doesn't matter.
What does it matter?
I open for, God.
Yeah.
I just like go so high.
Jesus.
Yeah,
me
Jesus.
And Jesus ever, retired right now.
Oh, yeah. I make $1 million. Whenever someone, how much do you make from comedy? $1 million.
A million. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what answer. What do you want me to say to that? You know? So, I mean, that's my base level advice. And that might sound simple or easy or too easy. But listen, the things that help are the most simple. And all advice that you get that's worthwhile sucks to hear. There's no advice that you get that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That works right away. Like, all the good advice is like when you tell someone comedy, get on stage, write, tape your sets, write, rewrite. That's all you should do.
Yeah.
And then that to hear that, you're like, oh, that fucking sucks. A lot of the advice you're going to get from these upper level guys are like, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. And maybe you'll get one thing that you didn't get the last time, but you're doing it to get that one thing.
Yeah.
You're doing it to hear that one piece of knowledge of like, oh, I didn't know that before. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We only on the JTrain podcast do we move from internship advice to breaking up a marriage.
What?
Could be the same thing.
Yeah, it could be. J-Train, an esteemed guest. Love the podcast. Gets me through entering data, making calls all day at my internship. Enough sizzling your sausage. I recently met a girl at a small party at a female friend's house. Okay? The girl is 888. She got flirty, and I felt some very strong vibes indicating she wanted the strong medium. Here's where it gets interesting. Without showing my hand, I found out she has a fiance who she's been dating for 2.5 years. Bear in mind that this girl is about 20, currently going to school, you know, actually going places. The dude she's with is your typical 24-year-old stoner burnout, a total schlemiel. You went Yiddish on us. And looks wise, if I was her, I wouldn't fuck with him except with someone else's vagina. Given that, and the fact that people who get married that early don't last, how do I pull off fucking her? FYI, I'm not normally this much of a scumbag. There's just something about this chick I really dig that feathers my nuts, if you will. What do you think?
It's all on her, that situation.
I know.
If she wants you, then she's going to...
You got to light a fire and let her come for warmth.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, throw her in the fire pit.
But how many... My thing is, there's way too many chicks out there for you to focus on one that's already taken.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
She's not that special.
I'm sorry to say this. She's not that special. There's another chick out there that's free and available.
Yeah.
Here, and the reason she feathers your nuts, dude, is because she's taken.
That's it.
It's
once she breaks up with the dude that fucks him, fucks you, and y'all hit it off, you're going to be in paranoid because you're going to be like, what if she does that to me and shit like that?
Here's the thing. She is a piece of luggage. Okay. There's someone that got every generalization I make on this podcast has its exceptions. I will admit to that. But if a girl is 20 and she needs to be engaged at 20, that means there's something wrong there.
Oh yeah.
There's something wrong. She is luggage that needs to be carried.
She didn't even learn how to use her pussy yet.
No, she hasn't even learned how to fucking make a friend yet.
Yes.
So she felt nervous. Here's what people do. A lot of times, people are so nervous that they'll never meet somebody or that no one will ever care about them. They have such little confidence that they check out of the game.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, I'm not. They see the dating game. They're like, I don't have the fucking mental capability to deal with this. I'm going to back out and I'm going to get engaged to 24-year-old burnout.
I'm going to get engaged to the first person that gives a shit.
Yeah. And that's easy.
Yeah.
And listen, this thing, maybe it works out. It probably won't.
Yeah,
but
she's
you don't want to get
20.
And here's with 20-year-old girl
she
that gets engaged.
Do anything.
With 20-year-old girl that gets engaged. Here's what you know she likes: attention.
Yeah,
and when you gave it to her, she was more than happy to give it back at that party. So so this is all playing into why it worked out that day. She might not even think of fucking you. She's just saying, "Oh, here's where I can get my drug."
Yeah.
This attention drug.
She's probably just cheating on her man emotionally.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. This is her game. Yeah. And let's say you do fuck her. What do you think? She's just going to go on her way to being a normal person and not wanting someone to fucking support her and be her emotional stability?
You are taking
the place of the burnout. So I back out of this. It's nice that you had a nice night together. Good for you. I'm happy she sizzled your sausage.
Get the fuck out.
And here's what you do. Take away the things you liked about her and use them to judge the next girl. That's called creating your own taste. That's called having an opinion. That's called growing up. So, hey, she got this. This is what I liked. Here's the feelings I felt when I met her. Yeah. Let me transfer these to a girl who's not fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's a nice person, but listen.
At 20, she's a terrible person.
Married at 20 when Tinder exists.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Terrible fucking... She's not even old enough to drink.
I know. You don't even know how she drinks.
Yeah.
You don't even know what it's like to go to a bar with her. Can you imagine locking a girl up before you know if she's the girl at the bar that's like, I am not leaving!
Yeah.
You know, like, how can you do that? I need to see girls. When I date girls, I got to see them in every situation. I got to see them in every version of the Barbie costume.
I got to see you happy. I got to see you how you deal with anger. I got to see all that shit.
I got to see every fucking dress up.
Yep.
I got to see fucked up Barbie. I got to see Sunday morning's Scaries Barbie.
Yeah.
I got to see hangs out with her parents, Barbie. I've seen girls, I've been with girls with, I watched them fight with their parents, and I was like, oh, no fucking way. I was like, oh, this is how you guys interact? Okay, no,
you're
done.
Like, no.
I'm not fucking buying into this. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Monroe Martin. Go find him at Monroe Martin III on Twitter. Fantastic comic. Fun to watch. Great on stage. Fucking kills it. This is kind of another one. Let's do Feather My Nuts.
Your first album or special
Feather My Nuts.
Feather My Nuts. It better be. It better be.
J Train, Feather My Nuts.
Yeah, Feather My Nuts. It's you dressed like
Feather My Nuts in a situation with a recent,
like a pimp or something, and then you got a cup full of nuts and then like a feather.
Yeah, I would be all the puns. I'd have every riding on a train that has a J on the front. Yeah, it'd be ridiculous. It's in a situation with my recent ex-fuck buddy. Actually, do we want to read that email that we were scared of?
No, read this one first because it's her ex-fuck buddy.
And then we'll do that. In a situation with my recently ex-fuck buddy. To give you a little background, we didn't follow the typical fuck buddy shit. We'd go to dinner, eat Froyo, snap all day, etc. Yeah, I know, I fucked up. She was a 6'7", 8". Yeah, now, I know, not that hot, but he keeps going back on everything. But she's cool and her ass is off the chain, LOL. Wait,
so what is the typical...
I want these people to put these in their engagement speeches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want him to get up at his rehearsal dinner and be like, listen, just want to say how much I love my future wife. She's a 6'7", 8". I know she's not that hot. But Lindsay, turn around. Look at that ass.
Look
off the chain.
That fucking butt.
Anyways, she told me she was done a couple weeks ago on a Sunday night. And on a Sunday, after telling me we should hang out Friday, it didn't work out. Her reasoning was that she was busy, which made sense because she does crew. I promise you, she isn't a man. LOL. You'd fuck her too if you hit that ass once. Okay, thanks, bud. But then she was here the past 2 weekends, according to her Snapchat stories, so she could have gotten another 6 rounds of this dick. Yeah, I know, I'm a beast. And yes, I'm serious about the rounds. We've been somewhat texting.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I like that he added that. Like, we were like, what? Six times?
Oh, my God.
No, you know.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
He is God amongst men.
How many of those rounds of him eating pussy?
Yeah. Can you imagine coming up from eating a girl out and be like, does this count as a round? We've been somewhat texting. I started ignoring her a lot, but eventually responding. She started to do the same thing, too, but eventually she said she wants to get lunch before the year is over because I'm going abroad next fall. Thanks for all the advice on that, by the way. I might have caught the feels as this is the first girl I fuck consistently. I'm kind of bitter because I think I'm out of her league and she bailed. Also, she told me over text, which I called her out on. I'm also kind of pissed because the second to the last time we saw each other, I dropped $50 on dinner and only got head. FML. Lesson learned. Anyways, I'm emailing you because I wanted some ideas on how to passively...
Is not a lot of money.
Yeah. Also, to passively tell her she fucked up when we get lunch. Oh, no. I know the best way to handle this is probably to kill with kindness, but I'm a fuckboy and really want to do things such as, I can't wait till the next dude you fuck lasts 2 minutes and 2 rounds. We're kind of open about dropping lines similar to that. Dude, this dude's fucked.
He's fucked.
So the story is...
$50. What about Chipotle?
The story is that she's an ex-fuck buddy, which means she's actually an ex-girlfriend buddy. This is an ex-girlfriend. Like, he's like, we did dinner and all this stuff, and now she's bailing. She's
Because a fuck buddy, there's no, let's go out, let's do this. It's, hey, are you free?
You free?
Come over. You up? That's a fuck buddy.
And a fuck buddy is also like, hey, I'm at this bar. Come get drinks. And the next place you go to is a bedroom.
Yeah, but the fuck buddy, y'all know you're only talking to each other to fuck. How's your day? It's, hey, when are you free?
Even if you don't say it outwards, or maybe one party isn't like going towards that, it has to be, the actions have to serve the purpose.
He caught feelings and she wasn't.
Yeah. And also, he caught feelings. Here's the tightrope you walk as dude who's trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Okay? This guy is saying he doesn't want to be in a girl. This is the first girl he's ever consistently fucked, okay, is what he wrote.
Yeah.
And what he made the mistake of thinking that he was too cool for the relationship game.
He was too cool to be a fucking man about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he tried to do, because this is his first time, and I'm not saying he's an asshole. I'm just saying he made a mistake that we have all made.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you have this girl that you enjoy the attention of, you enjoy the time spent, and because you don't want to put a label on it so much, you have lost this girl.
Yeah.
She has lost attraction to you because girls are attracted to someone that's, you know, someone that's going to be someone they can count on.
Yeah.
And not just the six rounds, buddy. They want to know that you're going to be someone that's going to text back when they get in touch with you. And yeah. There was a point where she was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm better than this.
Yeah.
And she started playing the dude role, and the roles got reversed. And now he's sitting there wanting to say something to her passively that will only make him look like more of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a fuck boy.
Yeah.
After saying that, after I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to throw it in her face and she's going to make you pay for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck lasting two rounds. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to use credit.
Yeah.
You know,
do you want a tip?
Yeah.
I hope you pay. And she does not even reach in her purse.
Well, and then he's watching the Snapchat stories, seeing that she's in town. Here's the move. There is a shit or get off the pot scenario with any girl that you're not just late night texts with, that you're doing, any girl that you're doing this stuff with, where it's like, we're acting like boyfriend and girlfriend, but we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. There's a point where she wants it to extend or she will kill it.
Yep.
And what she has done in her mind, she has killed it and she has moved on and moved on to other people. Yeah. And she's dealing with your text because, listen, she's being nice and she's trying to let it off easy.
Y'all have history. That's why she's dealing with your text.
You have history. And
yeah.
So what you need to do is twofold. You be a fucking mensch, as we say. Or I'll go back to some Yiddish for be a good dude.
I know none of these words, but I'm going to put them in my vocabulary.
You be a good dude. You be a good dude, and you say, and you either admit to the fact that, listen, you like her as more than just a fuck buddy, and you want to give this a shot, or you don't give it a shot, which is totally fine, and you say to her, listen, I'm not going to do lunch today. It's been, and kind of separate a little bit. Yeah. Give it some time to breathe. Don't go and do lunch and then be like, good luck with your fuckboy. Cause that's what, you know, you're just showing your cards that you like her more than you're willing.
Yeah.
You like her just enough, but not enough to be with her.
Yeah.
And that's really a mean thing that you're doing as well.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Monroe, thank you so much for coming on, answering the emails. That was fantastic.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Go follow Monroe. Go get on board with Monroe. MonroeMartinComedy.com. Also, Monroe Martin the Third on Twitter.
Yeah, it's the same. Monroe Martin the Third. I on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Perfect. Go follow him, support him. We're going to come right back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs, and I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, @StandUpNYLabs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Fried, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, @StandUpNYLabs. You're going to love it.
Hey guys, welcome back here with Monroe Martin. Monroe, thank you for coming on. Great job answering the emails. It was such a pleasure to have you on, man.
Thank you, sir.
Go follow Monroe @MonroeMartin3 on all platforms. Also, MonroeMartinComedy.com. It's going to be on Comedy KO on True TV. It's going to be all over the airwaves coming up. ManSamp.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
Pleasure to be
bringing
here.
Bringing the news @ManSamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network, along with this podcast. We're going to do some hypotheticals. You ready?
Absolutely.
Fuck, marry, kill. J-Date, ManSamp, and guest, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Honey Boo Boo's mom, Rosie O'Donnell, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No idea how to spell her name. Okay, thanks. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to marry Ruth.
Marrying Ruth.
So you're going to die soon.
Yeah.
You got to get that money. You got to get that money.
She's just well enough to put you in the will, too. So that's good. Yeah. You got to think about that.
I'll probably fuck Rosie O'Donnell, but she probably wouldn't fuck me.
I'm on board with that, too. She wouldn't fuck me. Man, Sam, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm on board so far.
I'm on board with both of those, and then you kill Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Yeah, but no. Why would I fuck?
Here's the other thing. You have to think of the beds you'd be laying in. Honey Boo Boo's mom's bed
probably smells like butter.
Yeah, old butter. Like, smells like butter that's gone bad. Yeah.
Salted butter.
Rosie O'Donnell has like a wait staff that's like taking, you know, that's cleaning the sheets every day. Yeah. That's a great lay.
I fuck two of the rich people and then kill the trailer trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get money. Here's a hypothetical, and I love this one. This one because of the time of year we're in. Graduation time.
Okay.
Would you rather be graduating high school right now? Like right now, would you rather be graduating high school, college, or grad school?
High school, for sure.
I would be graduating high school.
You would go back and be a 2016...
Yeah, fuck, that'd be fun.
High school graduate right now.
Hell yeah. Take the summer off, fucking get famous on Instagram.
Yeah, I think being a high school graduates, this is the pinnacle of their lives.
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
Like the summer right after senior year of high school?
Summer after senior year of high school, you are literally living the dream. You are a retired person. You are living retirement as with the body of an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's expecting anything from you until at least September.
Yeah, nothing. Right. So you have time to fuck up, do whatever you want.
I would say summer after the two summers that are the best in the world, summer after senior year of high school, summer after sophomore year of college. Because junior year, like get your fucking shit together, get an internship.
Right.
Senior year, that's the worst. Summer after senior year of college is the worst year. Worst summer.
Because you got to figure out what the fuck your life is about.
No one gives a shit about you anymore.
Yeah.
They're like, you're an adult now. Get the fuck out of my face.
Get the fuck out of the house. Get off the fucking family plan. You're done. Yeah. Summer after senior year of college is literally like being in a desert and looking off and seeing nothing in the distance.
Yeah.
You have no idea. 99%. There's those lucky few that like get that one job. They're like, oh, I'm on track.
The pressure's on.
Usually not.
Yeah.
Summer after. Yeah, I'm going back to high school.
You can do nothing. You can still lean on your parents.
Yeah.
You can have innocent fun, do some fucked up shit, not have to look for a job. That also depends on how your grades were when you graduated, because if your grades suck, you're going to have to do summer school.
Yeah.
In college summer programs.
Summer school was like one of those, TV things.
Oh my God. I did summer school twice.
You did?
I did summer school in 10th grade. Because I thought I was cool and I was making everybody laugh at the expense of not getting my fucking work done.
Really?
And then I did summer school after graduating because once again, to graduate. Yeah, I just wasn't doing shit.
That is so horrible. Because all I kept thinking about, like summer school, the worst part is walking into a classroom from the hot, beautiful weather.
It's brutal. I almost had to do summer school as well. I was terrible at Spanish. I just didn't get it. Yeah, I guess it was just something I wasn't paying attention to, but I had to make a deal with my Spanish teacher and be like, if I get like a 70 on the final, will you just pass me? I got a call after we graduated and they were like, you have to do summer school. And I was like, no fucking way. Like I had a deal worked out with her and they got in touch with her on vacation. Yeah. She was like, oh no, he's cool.
Black man go to summer school.
You got damn right.
White boy gets off good.
White boy gets to go to fucking.
He got to talk his way out of it.
Uh-huh. You get to go on vacation. So I got to work.
Fuck, man.
Summer school was fun. It was like they cut it down to maybe like 3 hours. You're in there.
I just can't imagine that just stepping in whenever you know everyone's like playing at a fucking pool or some shit.
But all the dumb kids
or a beach
were there and they thought they were cool. Summer school was fun because
like it was like a badge of honor.
Yeah, all the dumb kids. People think it's cool to be stupid.
Yeah, they do.
Yes. Yeah, so they're in there. You here too?
I mean, look,
what's up, baby? Like, we're fucking dumb.
You're an idiot. I'm an idiot.
I'm a bugger. We ain't gonna be shit together.
I mean, look at some of these emails we get. So here's another hypothetical. Hey, J Train, I think this hypothetical would you rather is right up your alley. Would you rather be the recipient of a bukkake party or throw a bukkake party? Keep in mind, either way, it's all dudes and at least 40 of them. What's a bukkake? What is
that's
the,
when everybody comes on a girl's face. So do you want a bunch of dudes to come on your face?
Why would I want that?
Yeah, that's the dumbest question ever. Is there a
female version of that?
Well, if you're throwing the party, well, yeah, I think it's like a reverse bukkake, I guess. I don't know.
If the recipient of a bukkake party, you're the one getting came on.
By girls.
I don't think you're getting came on by girls.
I wouldn't assume that, no.
What if it, let's switch it up, because that's what I thought when okay. I read
that. All right, that's fine.
Oops. No, I read it as you either are with a bunch of dudes doing it to one chick, or right. you're the one dude with a bunch of chicks squirting at you.
I'd rather have the super chick squirting party. On me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking the chick.
Yeah, why would I want to fuck a I don't chick wanna, with I don't, a bunch of my homies?
The worst part about a bukkake party, I would assume, is being shoulder to shoulder after you come.
Yeah.
Like, well, hey, you want to go to Starbucks?
You just walk out. I mean, there's a lot of guys there, yeah.
But then...
You love throwing parties. You like bachelor parties.
Do love a good party, man.
But wait, you would fuck a chick with your homies?
No. But no, I'm just saying, in this scenario, yeah. You know, maybe you throw the party. Maybe it's fun.
Let's do some news.
Somebody slaps your butt.
This is a perfect segue. Devoutly religious congressional candidate posts screenshot online and forgets that he had a bunch of porn tabs open. So it's this guy, Mike Webb.
I've seen this story. I heard it on another podcast that I listened to. They read it. His, and because I only remember the story because I remember his response is hilarious.
I have his quote.
Yes, his quote has made me, I literally heard, this is his quote is coming.
Okay.
He had his, basically what he did was he sent a screenshot out to Twitter, right?
Yes.
And then in the, you know how you have your tabs up? Yeah. One of the tabs or a bunch of the tabs were all porn websites and behind the tabs that he was meaning to screenshot. So, and then he gets caught because he deletes the tweet. And this is his comment. This made me
laugh.
Wait,
who is he again?
He's a congressman.
He's a Republican. He's running for Congress in Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He says, curious by nature is such a great way to start. Curious by nature, I wanted to test the suggestion that somehow lurking out in the pornographic world, there is some evil operator waiting for one in a gazillion chance that a candidate for federal office would go to that particular website and thereby be infected with a virus that would cause his or her FEC data file to crash the FEC file application each time that it was loaded on the day of the filing deadline, as well as impact other critical campaign systems.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you for warning us all. And then doesn't he say, like, God will bless me or something? He does some,
I don't know.
He also references some Bible verse. And you're like, dude, this is why people hate politicians.
Just
this is
be
why.
Like, yeah, I was spanking it, yeah. And then I was inspired to this fucking... Go, hey, y'all, live your life right.
Yeah, this is the least offensive thing to me. Oh, you fucking whack off? I hope you do before you make any decision about your Congress
I hope
where you're
you
representing.
Do. And Big J, I don't want people to think I'm taking Big J jokes, but I hope you're making all these critical decisions with empty nuts.
Yeah, empty nuts.
Yeah.
Does he say that? I didn't even
says,
know.
He goes, empty nuts. He goes, full nuts, empty nuts. That's funny as shit.
Well, but, I mean, I've said this on the podcast. Every decision should be made post coming.
Yes.
Every decision. But and like for this guy to sit there and be like, oh, to make up some sort of lie.
Uh-huh.
He has put so much energy into making up that lie that he has now lost energy for other real shit that I want him working on. He is such a fucking liar.
Just
that his job is to lie at this
point. But is that our fault as citizens or his fault?
Not this guy.
Not your fault.
Not your fault.
Are we too sensitive to people being normal, watching porn? You know how many fucking celebrities come out? I was addicted to porn. So what?
So
fucking
what?
Jerk off. Yeah. Go make great music.
I'm addicted.
Who cares?
To. I'm addicted to it. Keeps me late from fucking work. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to, went through the addiction thing, I always come back to Andy Pettit, Roger Clemens. I always come back to that example. Roger Clemens, deny. We all think of him as a liar. Andy Pettit came right out and was like, yeah, I fucking did it.
Yeah.
And steroids. And we're all like, yeah, Andy Pettit's a pretty cool guy.
Yep.
Like, no one gives a shit. So, like, it's the same thing with this dude. I hate him now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't vote for him. I wouldn't trust a fucking word he says. And if he had just been like, if his statement was like, my bad. Ha ha, LOL.
Yo.
That would have fucking been, I would have voted for him.
Well, the thing, it's like, it's always devoutly religious, whatever. The aspect of that is forgiveness. People are sinners, whatever, we mess up. Just be like, look, I fucked up today.
My bad.
But a person doesn't have the right to grant you forgiveness. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I'm watching porn.
I also.
You do something, you do fucked up personal shit.
I also, like, this goes back to the guy asking you for advice.
Yeah.
Like, someone asks you for advice, and then they're trying to get something, you know, right away. And when they're when they're genuinely trying to work hard and get advice, this is a dude right here that is fucking a liar and a skeevy fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. And that's the problem. There was a tweet that I did, and it was like, oh, you know, did you see the thing of Ted Cruz and Fiorina?
Mm-mm.
High five. When they were going to be running mates, they like went to hold hands. And as they're trying to hold hands, they're like wrestling with each other. It's like this really fun.
Okay, I got
it. And it was made into like a million memes. And like, you know, we grew up in a generation now. We're at a point where no one can take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
And that's the reason Trump is getting ahead. That's the reason Bernie Sanders is getting ahead, because it's refreshing to see people say things that you haven't heard a million times that you know are lies.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the same part of your brain that gets a little bit of electricity from both of those candidates.
Well, people are getting in on the joke. It's like, you understand how much pre-production goes into all these staged events and all the shit. It's like, everybody knows that. So when you get up, it's like, oh.
The internet has made it impossible for you to not be humble.
Yeah.
You know, so like, it's out
there.
They
will humble you.
They will humble the fuck out of you. Do we have any more stories?
I mean, yeah, we could talk about the... Oh, God, what, you got some follow-ups?
I got a shout-out and a follow-up, so let's read those, because we got some time. Monroe, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
Fucking great to have you. Go follow him, support him, at Monroe Martin III on all platforms, MonroeMartinComedy.com. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely, man.
At ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. I'm going to read a couple of follow-ups and a shout-out. J-Train, a way for that guy to find the girl's last name. Oh, this is from a few episodes back, that the guy was looking for a girl's last name. And he did kind of explain it in his email, but this guy's reiterating that he uses it.
This was the dude that got her name at a bar or whatever, and he couldn't find out
her last name, so he went to Snapchat.
Right.
So this is a method that a lot of dudes are using, and I'm going to just help out the great... This is an email I'll read for the greater good. A way for that guy to find a girl's last name is to go to Snapchat after the girl left her number in his phone. They will pop up under add friends. And a lot of the times, the screen name, they include the last name. It's worked a time or two for me when I wanted to know. Yes, I'm next level creeper. Keep up the great work on the podcast. So that is a little bit... That's a free gem. You're welcome, listeners.
Wait.
So if
he doesn't know a girl's last name?
So let's say you and I met at a bar. I got your number, okay? And then you were in my phone as Monroe Big Titties.
Yeah.
Okay? Then I would go to Snapchat, and it would go to add friends, because you can add any phone number.
Yeah.
So the phone number would have Monroe Martin show up.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, there's the last name.
Why just not? I've done that before. I've just texted her, go, hey, what's your last name? I don't want to put you on my phone. There's something stupid.
I do that. They know what you're doing, but if you call yourself out on it, you're cool. So I would be like, hey, what's your last name? I'm trying to look you up right now.
Call it out.
Yeah. I've even also done the thing. I've given this advice in the podcast before. Like, if I meet a girl on Tinder, I'll be like, ironically, my last name is Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep it as is.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm being put in their phone as Jared Tinder.
Yeah.
But then I'll be like, but what's your last name? You know, so like, at least there's a hawk on it. I feel like
there's so much freedom when it comes to like dating and hooking up when being honest.
I totally agree.
When you're honest, there's so much shit that you don't have to deal with.
So you feel so much better.
Yeah. It was like,
put it out there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I heard you talking about dating apps bios with that foreign guy and thought you would like mine.
What foreign guy?
It's Ronnie Chang.
Lives in New York.
Born and raised in New York.
No, he's an Australian.
Really? That's funny.
So this guy wrote, this is kind of to the point of where we're just talking about. I heard you talking about dating app bios with that foreign guy. I thought you would enjoy mine. I use willing to lie about how we met. Girls like it for the most part. Also, what are some good openers you use or think may work? P.S. I lost my virginity to a girl from Tinder. Well, congratulations. We've done
Damn,
that before. But
we're
I do
old,
like that.
Jared.
I know, we're old. Don't tell them.
Motherfuckers are
Don't
losing
tell them.
Their virginity.
Don't tell them. I'm
on a Grubhub app for dating.
I've never even used Tinder.
Don't tell them. I'm trying to get new faces in Montreal. Don't tell them. I don't want to be, you know, medium faces. Here's a shout out. Hey, J-Train, I fucked up last podcast and gave my Snapchat screen name and not my actual username. Oh, yeah. Remember this kid wrote in?
Yeah.
For, like, it was this long thing for a shout out, then didn't fuck up. Send all areolas to Candle Bag, not Bay Native. So it's C-A-B-A-L. B-A-G. That's his Snapchat name. C-A-B-A-L-B-A-G. Thanks, man. I'll definitely tell everyone that I meet in Grants Pass about this podcast. Okay, yeah, because he was going to Grants Pass. All right, that's it. Well, Monroe, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Oh, you keep this shit tight.
Totes preach. Keep it tight, baby.
Keep it tight.
Man Sam, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Listen, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Keep sending those emails. I love it. We keep getting bigger and bigger every week. We've actually had record numbers this summer, so it's very cool for me that you guys are listening and enjoying. Keep spreading the word. Go on iTunes. Give us a rating. Give us a comment. Go tell your friends. Go tell your mama, your papa, your sister, your brother. I'm Jared Freed. You can find me on all platforms, JTrain56, and we'll see you next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!